6 months after Juneau emerged from its energy emergency, the capital city continues to conserve electricity. When avalanches cut the city off from its main source of hydropower in April, Alaska Electric Light and Power, AEL&P, fired up expensive diesel generators to keep the city's lights on. Skyrocketing prices drove electricity use down by a third. After hydropower was restored in June, prices fell and consumption bounced back up, but not all the way up. Juneau's demand for power has remained somewhat diminished. Scott Willis with AEL&P says a mid-December cold snap pushed power consumption above 2007 levels for the first time since April.
It looks like we're still about 8 to 10% lower than last year once we correct for cold weather.
Willis does not know what technologies or behavior shifts are responsible for the long-term reduction in energy use. University of California graduate student and former Juneau resident Wayne Leedy said we'll be conducting surveys to answer that question starting next month. Willis says Juneau should have enough hydropower to get through this winter without turning to diesel generators. He credits reduced demand for electricity and a wet autumn.
October was so wet that kept the lakes full on into the season. So the lakes are high, and our forecast for needing diesel this winter is that we won't need any.
A surge in electricity consumption or a major avalanche along the Snettisham power line could force the capital city to turn to diesel once again. Juneau's power company has hired a firm to use explosives and other measures to protect the transmission line from avalanches.